From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Jordanian state media said on Monday that it had foiled an Islamic State plot that included plans for a series of attacks last November on security installations, shopping malls, and moderate religious figures. Jeff Custer has the details.
State news agency Petra said the country's intelligence department had arrested 17 members of the cell and confiscated weapons and explosives that the militia group had planned to use in the operation. The statement said the cell had waged a series of bank robberies and car thefts to get financing and manufactured homemade explosives from material bought from local markets. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Iran's foreign minister said countries can ensure their security by trying to destabilize neighbors. Javad Zarif warned such policies could damage its initiators before others.
Such an effort catches up with those who wish war and bloodshed for their neighbors before it affects neighbors.
Iranian state media have accused Saudi Arabia of provoking the unrest in Iran. At least 21 people have died across the country in recent anti-government protests. Zarif also criticized the U.S. for remaining in Syria, calling the policy destructive and tension-raising. The transgender community in India welcomes the Supreme Court's decision to review its decision on a controversial colonial-era law that criminalizes homosexuality in the socially conservative country. The court said a larger group of judges will re-examine the constitutionality of Section 377 of the Penal Code. A violation of the law could be punished for up to 10 years in jail. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called for the closure of the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees, saying it perpetuates the Palestinian problem. Netanyahu also told his cabinet that the agency's ultimate goal was to terminate the State of Israel and therefore must go.
I totally agree with President Trump's poignant criticism of UNRWA. UNRWA is an organization that is perpetuating the Palestinian refugee problem. It is also perpetuating the alleged right of return narrative with a goal to terminate the State of Israel. And therefore, UNRWA has to pass from the world.
Netanyahu also said that the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees now supports mostly their descendants. North and South Korea will hold high-level talks on Tuesday, primarily to discuss the North's participation in the upcoming Winter Olympics, but also to look for ways to reduce heightened tensions over Pyongyang's growing nuclear threat. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has stressed the theme of peace and reconciliation for the Olympics and repeatedly invited North Korea to participate as a way to restart inter-Korean dialogue that was suspended after a 2016 North Korean nuclear test. Mike Pompeo, director of the Central Intelligence Agency, speaking on the CBS News program Face the Nation, said he was skeptical that any Olympics-related cooperation will lead to a significant diplomatic breakthrough.
Ever the optimist, always the realist. I hope that's the case, but the past history would indicate that this is a feint. This is not likely to lead to any true change in his strategic outlook.
The inter-Korean talks will be conducted on the southern side of the demilitarized zone that separates the divided peninsula at the truce village of Panmunjom. A Syrian monitoring group and paramedics in the northwestern city of Idlib say the death toll from a massive car bombing there the previous evening has risen to at least 25, with nearly 100 people wounded. The first responders, the Syrian Defense Civil Defense, also known as the White Helmets, says that 4 children and 11 women were among the 25 killed. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights on Monday gave a higher death toll, saying that 34 people were killed, including 18 civilians. The Philippines' vice president has joined a chorus of opposition to a possible cancellation of midterm elections and extensions to office terms, including that of the president, amid a renewed push for a shift to federalism. House Speaker and Duterte ally Pantaleon Alvarez has said it was possible that the May 2019 midterm elections would be canceled if proposed constitutional amendments to introduce federalism pass this year. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.